Genghis Khan. Biography of Genghis Khan, founder of the Mongol Empire. The Ruthless Legacy, Great Mongol Empire and the Making of the Modern World. Written by Douglas Rausch. Chapter 1, Born of the Steppe. Winds of the Mongolian Plains. Before he was revered or reviled as the world-shattering conqueror named Genghis Khan, the man born Temujin entered a land defined by vast skies, ceaseless winds, and the punishing beauty of the Mongolian steppe. It was a realm of shifting grasslands and extreme temperatures, where survival hinged on mobility, camaraderie, and a keen knowledge of scarce resources. Nomadic families roamed in search of pasture for their herds, forging alliances or feuding in cycles as unpredictable as the weather. In such an environment, leadership and loyalty arose as twin pillars of everyday life. A family's fortune depended on its skill in reading the land and neighboring clans' attitudes. The steppe was harsh to intruders, but unforgiving even to its longtime dwellers. Winters bit with sub-zero winds that sliced through heavy furs, while summers baked the grasslands into dusty expanses under a merciless sun. Each season demanded adaptability, forcing Mongol tribes to remain vigilant. Horses, integral to survival, carried families and their belongings from campsite to campsite. A shortage of water or a misstep in an alliance might spell disaster, shaping a communal ethos that prized cunning, courage, and unflinching resolve. Amid these conditions, the Mongols had evolved a culture of independence mixed with tenuous interdependence. Clans occasionally united for hunts or mutual defense, but in the next breath, they might fall to feuding over grazing rights or vendettas stemming from ancestral slights. Power was fluid, rarely anchored in stationary structures. The clan's elder might be revered, but a younger warrior could dethrone him by proving more resourceful, forging new coalitions, or promising larger spoils to restless clansmen. Laws existed but were often overshadowed by custom and immediate survival constraints. This environment planted seeds of opportunism and resilience in those who thrived upon it. The boy who would become Temujin was formed by these conditions of flux, growing up in a land where control was tenuous, respect had to be earned daily, and the difference between triumph and ruin was often an arrow's flight or the gift of a timely storm. The steppe served as both teacher and crucible, instructing him in endurance, watchfulness, and strategic flexibility. Yet these swirling winds of the steppe also carried cultural ideals that went beyond brute force. Nomadic life required reciprocity. One might need a rival's help tomorrow to cross a treacherous pass or repel a larger threat. Ritual courtesy and codes of conduct tempered the clan rivalries, enabling trade and forging fleeting alliances. In that sense, the steppe was not merely a battleground, but a tapestry of interlocking loyalties. Temujin's earliest lessons took shape here, destined to spur a transformation that would reach far beyond these rolling grasslands. The boy named Temujin. By tradition, the boy who would become Genghis Khan was born around 1162 under signs that some claimed foretold greatness. Perhaps he arrived clutching a blood clot in his fist or with a fierce glint in his newborn eyes. Tales vary, but all were symbolic of a child touched by destiny. His father, Yasuge, was chieftain of a minor Borjigin clan. His mother, Hoelin, had been abducted from a rival group but eventually became a central figure in guiding her children's upbringing. From the start, Temujin's existence was entwined with clan politics, showcasing how abduction or inter-clan marriage shaped alliances as much as personal bonds.